Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here, where we are continuing the halachas of Boina, of building on Shabbos. And today, Be'ezus Hashem, we will start the sugya of Binyan Bekelim. Until now, we were discussing Boina when it pertains to karka, or to a house, something attached, secure to the house, something that's part of a house, or kelim, utensils that are very big, more than 40 sof, very big kelim, which have a din of karka, like big sforim shranks, have a din of karka, and that we'll discuss until now. But for now, I will discuss the halachas of binyan vestira bekelim, building or taking apart kelim. And this has a lot of applications, including putting together kelim, and also eventually we'll get to opening packages, which also goes into the iser of ein binyan vestira kelim. For example, opening soda bottles, so on and so forth. But we're a long way away from that. First, we have to go through a sugis of ein binyan vestira bekelim. Now, just to give a little hakdama, introduction to the halachas of binyan vestira kelim, there's machlokes really in the Gemara. Yes, binyan vestira bekelim, ein binyan vestira bekelim. Is there an iser binyan bechlal bekelim? And la halacha, there's the machlokes how we paskin. Some paskin that there is an iser of binyan vestira bekelim, and that's why you paskin in Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi paskins not like that. That there's no binyan vestira bekelim. The Gra also paskin like that. And even if you hold there is an iser binyan bekelim, it's only if you create a keli from the beginning or you attach two things very well. Mashenken, by karka, just putting something there, bekfias, putting something there for a long time, it's in a state for a long time, that's binyan, even without attaching it securely. Mashenken, when it comes to kelim, it's only chayiv mederaisa if you secure it. We'll give an example. The Gemara says that if you make a chavis on Shabbos, if you make a barrel on Shabbos, you can have a lot of different isurim. And Rashi says, but there's no issa binyan when you make a barrel. Why? Because ain't binyan with kelim. But Taisa says no, that as long as you put together a keli on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Binyan Keli B'Shabbos because I created a vessel on Shabbos and that's an Isser Binyan. Another example is if you have a shovel with a handle and the handle came out, I want to put together the shovel with the handle. So the Gemara says that's also Mishum Boina or Mishum Makar Patish. So Tosis asks, I ain't Binyan B'Kelim. So Tosis says, no, there I'm creating a Keli and there I'm making a Keli strong. I'm attaching it very securely. I'm attaching the shovel to the handle very securely. Therefore, it's also al binyan bekelim. So we're coming out that there's an issa binyan bekelim when I create a vessel, or if I attach something securely together. Now, even if you hold, there's no issa binyan bekelim, if you hold like Rashi Shita, but there's still an issa of makar patish. There's a different issa, that if I complete the keli, there's an issa of makar patish. So in any case, a lot of times it'll be also, if not because of binyan, because of building, it'll be also because of makar patish. And the only nafka mina, if it's makar patish or binyan, there's like two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that if you take it apart, the only time is an issa or soyser if there's an issa or binyan. If it's a binyan bekelim building, so taking apart the soyser is destroying the keli, that's also awesome. Mashenkin, if it's makar patish, there's no opposite to makar patish. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina between if it's binyan over its makar patish is if you don't complete the keli. If you make part of a keli, if you hold there's an issa binyan, even part of a keli is called binyan. But if you hold, it's a makar patish, that's only when you complete the keli. So that's the hakdama. Now, when it comes to putting together kelim, which is usur, either because makar patish or because of bayna, but it's usur in any case, there's three different levels of putting together kelim. There's one way is called takiyah, where you screw it together tightly. Another case is just putting it together without screwing it tightly. And a third case is it's very loose. Something that's derech to be very loose, that's a third case. So the first case where I screw it in tightly, that's the Isser de Araisa of Boina or of Makar Patish. If I screw it in not so tight, that's Isser de Rabbanon because I might screw it tighter. And if it's something that's used to being loose, so then it's Mutta Lagamri. So I'll give an example of the first two. If you have a broom with a broomstick with the bottom of the broom, the brush, and I want to attach two things together. If I screw it in together tightly, that's the Isser de Araisa of Boina on Shabbos. It's a Binyan Bekelim. I'm screwing together the stick of the broom together with the brush. Masha'inkin, if I just stick it in, I do like one turn, it's not so tight, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Gzeira might make it tight. So those are examples of Tekiyah and Hiduk. So Tekiyah, make it tight, is D'Raisa. If I do it loose, it's still Aser, it's only Aser on D'Rabbanan.